Where's that tape, please?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Tape of Mr. Douglas. Spartacus.
How much for the loincloth Kirk Douglas wore in the Spartacus?
Priceless.
And incidentally, it's been confused for Beth Ann's corduroys.
You could use it as a chamois in your car.
I'll say $3,000.
Again, you're pretty good. $3,300.
Wow.
How about
Greed is good.
Spartacus,
Greed.
How are you?
Is good.
Thank you, Spartacus. We're looking for Spartacus.
Greed is good.
Where okay. is Spartacus?
One more for Mike before we go to some lesser ticket. Oh, you know what? I'll let you play just like our listeners will with some of the lesser ticket items.
Right.
Okay? These are all items under $500.
Uh-huh.
Under $500. Mike, how much for a pair of panties worn by TV's Loretta Swift?
You mean how much would they pay me?
Hot Lips on MASH. How much?
I'll say $75.
They are currently selling for $65.
Okay.
Wow. You're pretty good at this game.
I think I know why, because I get a lot of memorabilia from the Red Sox. I do a lot of that, and it's similar stuff.
Hello, let's see if we give away a trip here.
I got Kurt Schilling's panties.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Nancy.
Okay, now, Nancy, here's the deal. You got to come within, how about with 10 bucks on either side?
10 bucks on either side.
Right. 10 bucks on either side, you're going to win a trip to Las Vegas. All of the items that we're talking about are under $500.
Is that anything else from Spartacus?
Nothing else from Spartacus, Mike. You put it away already, didn't you? Don't ever put it away, Rob. How about...
Never? Always Kirk Douglas.
Always.
That is Spartacus.
Well, I'm sure there's something else that we can't live without.
Spartacus Anthony.
Green is good.
Thank you.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
She's a star of her own reality show. Farrah Fawcett, black lace, 32C bra. Worn by Farrah on TV. How much?
$368.
Oh. $125.
That's a steal.
$125.
I'd like to have that.
Get it within 10, and your birthday's coming up. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Come on now. Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready to play.
All right, Nick. From All in the Family.
Ooh.
Okay, under $500 now. Keep in mind, under $500.
Right.
A cigarette lighter that has the words Archie Bunker carved in the side from Norman Lear. You know, engraved. Yeah. It said carved, engraved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lighter that says Archie Bunker, and on the other side it says with love from Norman Lear. How much? How much can you buy that for right now?
$25.
$25. Good guess. Good guess, idiot. I said under 500.
That'd be up near 500. That'd be up like
$45.
Mike, it's $495.
All right.
$495. Sir, you were so far away.
$25.
So far away. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great. What's your name?
How are you?
Steve.
Steve. Demi Moore. Thong. Sports bra worn in the movie G.I. Jane.
Am I able to floss with these?
Pardon me?
Am I able to floss with these if I get them?
A little less on the comedy and a little more thinking about the price.
Guessing the price.
$385.
Oh. $120.
Oh,
wow.
120.
I think for the true fan, that's a windfall.
120. Hello there.
They're here.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Brendan.
All right, Brendan.
Smart Brendan.
You sound happy.
I'm real happy. I'm trying to win a trip to Vegas and work sucks.
Okay. All right, I'm with you.
You're an honest man.
Here you go. How about this? True Berry.
Oh, now everybody's ears perked up. I heard Drew Barrymore.
Why are you laughing? Keep going.
Drew Barry's ballet slippers as worn by Drew.
And the neat thing is they dance by themselves.
Hold on a second. These are not the ones that she wore when she was a little girl taking lessons at Smotsonoff Studios in Los Angeles. She wore these while she was working out for Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
So they got the real Drew sweat on.
How much?
Are they still damp?
How much for Drew Barrymore's ballet slippers?
Let's go 245.
Oh, 275.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
You got to get it within $10.
Just a little blood in those.
And what is this?
And pus.
These things that, I want to get the name of this place. You know what? We'll put it on the website. Jesus Christ.
Some auction house.
What do I care? They send me catalogs all the time anyway. Hello, Rich. Rich, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hi there, Rich. Are you ready? How much for Elton John... white short sleeve floral print,
like a blouse
dress.
one of his blouses.
One of his blouses.
How about 135?
$250. $250. All right, we'll see if we can get a winner here. Hold on a second. Let me go right to the biggest stars. Okay, here we go.
This is still under $500.
Under five, but I bet I'm going to give you even more. This is between $450 and $500.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
I'm Stockton, California.
Sean, how much for the sweater that Arnold Schwarzenegger wore, the gray turtleneck, in The Sixth Day? It's between $450 and $500.
It's $460.
Just a bit outside.
475. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Allie.
Okay, again, Allie, between $450 and $500. How much for four pairs of socks worn by Denzel Washington during the movie Training Day?
$475.
Winner!
You nailed it.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who the hell really would spend that for a sock?
Yeah.
Worn by Denzel Washington.
He is one fine-looking man.
Honey, what was your name again?
Allie,
and you are from where, Allie?
Towson.
Allie, congratulations. You're going to Las Vegas. Enjoy your vacation every day of the month of May. We're giving away trips to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Don't forget your happy bags. You can find out about that at IndependenceAir.com.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Way to go, Allie.
Hold on.
Thank you.
I got one from Mike here.
Okay.
One from Mike.
Is this still the under 500 stuff?
$475 for Denzel's socks, and you can get Demi's underwear for $125.
Yeah, well,
doesn't
you
seem
know.
Right.
There are men and women in the world, Mr. Burbank.
Is good.
And that is Spotticus.
Thank you.
Spotticus.
Okay, Mike. This is the last one for you now.
Okay.
Seinfeld script from the Yada Yada episode, signed on the cover by Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer. I mean, with their real names.
Right.
I'll give you a hint. It's under $10,000.
That's a good hint.
How much for the Seinfeld script from the Yada Yada Yada
episode? $8,000.
Buzz, would you like to play? Mike has underbid.
I will say $9,500.
You have underbid.
Wow.
Robbie.
I've seen it.
$9,999.
Yeah. That's wow. A wonderful keepsake.
That sounded so gay.
You can frame each
What
page.
A wonderful keepsake that is.
No, but that's expensive toilet paper. That's rich man's toilet paper. That's what that is.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. You got
$10,000. As Buzz said, you could spend $150 and get Demi Moore's underpants.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But if they, you know, they lose.
And what are you going to get more?
They lie around for a while. And they lose the scent of Demi.
Not if you keep them right.
But still, what are you going to get more enjoyment out of on a personal, physical level?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Demi's underwear.
No doubt.
Over and over again.
Right? Yeah. Unless you're really into Seinfeld.
Yeah. Just think how many pages would be in that script.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
And when you're finished, nobody can read it.
Made it up.
George!
George. I can't open the pages.
George. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Did I mention that we're redoing our audio library? And we have some new cuts from Animal House?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, we have old analog tapes that sounded awful. Here's one of our brand new digital Animal House tapes.
That for the fifth consecutive semester,
Bill O'Reilly
has achieved the deficient aggregate grade point average.
So much more clear.
Sharp. Just wanted to throw that in.
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished.
Bill O'Reilly?
They're much crisper, but did you do something else to them?
We did nothing to them.
They have not been enhanced.
We did nothing to them.
Seemed different.
Bill O'Reilly?
You know that for sure?
Well, no, but you'd be surprised at some of the girls he's had.
Yeah.
Or not.
Anyway, more of that on tomorrow's show. We're right there on The Cutting Edge. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, the governor digs his own grave.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And by this weather. And you know, I'll let you know one other secret before we go to break. I think we'll have more trips to Vegas to give away starting tomorrow.
Hello.
Even though every day only rhymes with May.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll come up with a word that rhymes with June.
Another one soon in the month of June.
There you go. You're a poet and you don't even know it. Go get on your airplane. Buzz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Big Boy.
That was very
professional, Spartacus.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
She's good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Go to our website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. All right, yep, we've got the pictures today's visual aids. Lindsay Lohan, just awful, skanky.
Not looking good.
Right, looking very Ally McBeal-ish. I ever thought of how about Walt Smithers. And also the mom that bought the whore for the son.
Yes.
And the link to Robert Blake talking out of his ass.
Just to not making any sense at all.
All that's on our website. Time for Buzz Burbank news and comment now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz brought to us by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. What, Buzz?
Just singing.
Someone called for a doctor.
Did I tell Mike earlier? No, singing.
Oh, that's right. Haven't I done that during the show today?
I forgot.
Thanks, Mike.
And that makes up for the thing where I wasn't paying attention before.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Developed. Clinically tested.
I'm doing the work.
Call one from Blade Trump.